Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, CFP, is our friend. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years now. He's been hanging out with us. The author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, one of the top experts in memory, helping you with your memory. And he's here to talk to us about a completely different topic. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you want to talk about getting things done, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Following through and why.
Why is this on your mind? Why are you concerned about this?
Well, I think that small business owners often, you know, they're the chief cook and bottle washer. They've got to do everything.
Too many hats and not enough heads to put them on.
That's right. That's right. And what can happen is, you know, what we call, you know, the tyranny of the urgent over the important.
Mm-hmm.
And small business owners, you know, need to decide what's really, really important for my business and find a way to make sure that that gets done first.
Right.
No matter what. And that's hard to do, you know, when people are coming in whining about, you know, their hours or a customer is unhappy about something and it's a small customer, but they're very noisy or all those things.
Well, you're talking about crisis management.
Yes.
And this is the thing that we have to, as crisis management crisis management can be a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes crisis management is because you don't have enough capital, and you've got to, and the only way to solve that really is to get more capital.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, at some point in time, though, some people think that that's the way business should be done, don't they?
Well, they do. They do.
Just like some people are always late. You know what I mean? Some people their clock is always 15 minutes after everybody else's, right? And no, I'm serious. And it's just like this in businesses, this crisis management thing. But you can break the cycle, can't you?
You know, you remind me of my friend Amy. It says, you know, we've got an appointment at 3:00, and you know, it takes a half an hour to get there. She'll say, well, let's leave at 2:45. We'll make
right.
it easy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm the guy who gets there early because I'm so anal. I have to get there early. When she's not there, I think I've gone to the wrong place.
Yes, I understand. Been
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So how do we do that? How do we deal with this?
Well, the first thing to understand, it's very important, is we are not designed to follow through. We have these two different brains. One is the intelligent brain that says, I want to exercise and lose weight. And then we have this more primitive brain that says, but they're chocolate chip cookies in the kitchen.
and the hypocrites brain, in it.
Well, you know, that primitive brain will sabotage our good intentions. And, you know, it's not just chocolate chip cookies, but, you know, I need to make 15 sales calls a week. You know, I need to inventory, you know, do an inventory so that I know what I have in stock, so that I can meet my demands for the coming season. All those things can be really, really important, and they can get shoved to the side by things that are much less important, which is why the most critical thing for a small business or anybody that wants to follow through is when they make that intention, I'm going to make 15 sales calls, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, I'm going to get up every morning and run for 3 miles, is that they design, and the key word is design, a system to make sure that they follow through.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
and you're saying that's not natural?
Oh, no. No, no, no. You know, because, I mean, you know, I'll bet a lot of our listeners have had the experience of taking out a legal sheet of paper and writing on it, this is what I'm going to do in the next
mm-hmm.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And 18 months later, they find it, and they realize they've done none of those things.
Uh-huh. So what? How do we fix that?
Well, the first thing that we want to do is we want to create fewer intentions. Because when we do make an intention, we want to make sure that we do that. You know, so if it's making 15, you know, sales calls, let's decide what's really, really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we'll write those things down, and then
not what we want, not what we need to do, but what's most important to us.
Yes.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Bob to continue to wax eloquent with us after these messages. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Point 10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.